Hello, everybody, and welcome to the SSTN podcast. And the first question you're probably asking is, where have we been? We couldn't figure out a date, and the one date we did have, Anchor wasn't working, and we had so many ideas, but we will get back to doing the SSTN podcast and getting you a podcast weekly. But we usually start this podcast off with the news, and today we are it's going to be the same. So first off, Mark Walton, cut by the Dolphins, allegedly struck a pregnant woman. And this is a long story. A lot of our news is getting old because it's been a while. But honestly, the Dolphins running core is atrocious. I picked them up in fantasy a couple of weeks. Turns out I picked this generation's Ray Rice. And obviously, it's just terrible. But the Dolphins running core is just getting worse and worse.
Dolphins are a horrible team. It's crazy how anyone thinks that they can be a decent team at all. I don't know how they've won two games. I said they were going to go winless the entire season. And this just adds to it.
Alrighty, so it looks like you're going to have to do more ranting. Obviously, this is super, super old news at this point because it went viral and all that stuff. But at this point, we couldn't get a podcast, but we still got to talk about it. So Myles Garrett was suspended indefinitely. Marquise Pouncey was suspended for 3 games. Larry Ogunjobi was suspended for 1. And Mason Rudolph was fined for this whole situation. So I'm just going to hand it off to you for this one.
Well, why me? You're the Browns fan here. I want to hear what you have to say. All I have to say is that Myles Garrett, what the hell are you doing? It's like 20 seconds left in the game. Why are you doing this? And you probably just cost your team any slim hope they had of making the playoffs, which there was never hope anyway, but the hope that was being hyped up was now squashed. Mason Rudolph, I feel he should have got at least suspended 1 game. He did seem to instigate the conflict, but other than that, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I mean, Myles Garrett, at that time in the game, there was no point to do what he did. I mean, Rudolph, he may have said a racial slur. I don't know who to believe. But at the end of the day, like, that's super, super dangerous what Myles Garrett did. He should be suspended. I do believe Rudolph should have got suspended as well. But at the end of the day, I was just dumb for the time of the game that happened. But we could have went more in depth, but at this point, it's just old news. So this is new news. Terrell Pryor in critical condition after being stabbed in Pittsburgh. And obviously, our prayers go out to Terrell Pryor and his family. As a Browns fan, I mean, that 1 year, he balled out for us. And obviously, he was a great player at Ohio State, overall great player. So it sucks that he is in critical condition.
Yeah.
All right. So we are going to our usual football recap. In next week's episode, we will actually start getting to in detail with the NBA season so far. We are going to be reacting to the stat leaders of points, rebounds, and assists at the time. But that's next week. This week, we got to recap football last week. And then we're also going to predict Dom games this weekend, also recap the Thanksgiving games. So the Colts and the Texans won this on Thursday Night Football this past week, 20-17. DeAndre Hopkins, this is his best game of the season, in my opinion, or at least one of them. And, I mean, Deshaun Watson, he just got it done against the Colts, and the Texans are probably winning this division.
Yeah, I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Yeah, the Texans are definitely going to win the division. I'm not sure if they make it far in the playoffs, but we'll have to see.
All right, moving on to the next game, the first Sunday game, the Dolphins and the Browns. I mean, we looked fine without Garrett and Ogunjobi. I'm not going to say anything. I picked up Baker Mayfield in fantasy. I'm happy. Probably one of his best games of the season. I was impressed. OBJ kind of broke out in that game. And the whole team looked great. I mean, I was impressed with the whole team. We're really getting Kareem Hunt in the offense. And we have been a solid team ever since we got Kareem Hunt back. I've been saying once we got Kareem Hunt back, we had suspension, we had an injury. But even, like, and now we have Ogunjobi back. Even with everybody without Myles Garrett, I still think we still have a chance at making the playoffs. I do think we're going to beat the Steelers, but that's a prediction for later.
Any team can look like a playoff contender when they're facing the Dolphins. Like, why are we taking this seriously? The Browns are not making the playoffs. I don't know why you keep hanging on to that. You're not going to win this division. Just give it up.
I know there's a very good chance that we're not making the playoffs. But the Buccaneers and the Falcons are balling out for a couple weeks. Then they just get destroyed. I keep saying on my Twitter, bench Jameis, bench Jameis. But that's only for the fact that I own Mike Evans in fantasy. I mean, Jameis Winston, he's a walking turnover. I mean, he puts up fantasy numbers if you own him. But at the end of the day, the Buccaneers deserve a better quarterback than Jameis Winston. If you have, like, if you have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, it's hard not to put up the numbers that Jameis is putting if you take away the interceptions and the fumbles and all the turnovers.
Well, you seem to be on Mike Evans every single week, it seems. Like, you're so critical of him. Jameis Winston has looked better still. It's one of his better years. I don't know how it goes for him, but I guess that could be something.
Okay. I'm not that critical of Mike Evans, all right? I'm a huge fan of Mike Evans. This is that, you know, he's inconsistent because he has Jameis as his quarterback, and it's either Chris Godwin breaks out or Mike Evans breaks out. It's one of the two. And I hate Chris Godwin as a Mike Evans fantasy owner. I mean, okay. No, so I can't hate Chris Godwin because I did see the potential in him from, like, very early. I thought this kid was going to be good. Ever since I watched him on Hard Knocks and all that stuff, I knew he was going to be good. But at the end of the day, right now I hate Chris Godwin because I own Mike Evans in fantasy.
All right,
moving on to the next game. We got Buffalo and the Broncos. And Devin Singletary caught a touchdown in the game against the Cowboys. You still have to recap that. And, I mean, look, Devin Singletary, he did not disappoint me one bit his rookie year. And now he's starting to be the starter over Frank Gore. He's getting more and more. But this Bills defense, it just keeps on dominating. And Brandon Allen just can't get it
done. We should say congratulations to Frank Gore for reaching over 2,000 yards.
Yeah, that's great.
Moving up to number three of all time, I think. Coming in right behind Barry, or did he pass Barry Sanders? I think he passed Barry Sanders.
I'm pretty sure. Well, moving on to the next game, you're not going to like this. The Giants and the Bears. The Giants lose to the Bears. I mean, Saquon Barkley, I mean, he's probably still playing injured. He's just talking like he's playing big numbers. But at the end of the day, he's not going to be a Pro Bowler this year. I didn't vote for him in the Pro Bowl. We will get to that later. I certainly didn't vote for him in the Pro Bowl. He's playing injured. And Saquon, you're not the best running back in the league anymore. There's guys like Christian McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook taking your place. But at the end of the day, I still think the Bears need more offense. Like, Mitchell Trubisky has been garbage this year. I mean, he didn't look that bad against the Lions. We'll get to that later. But the Bears ended up winning this game. I do think that the Bears get a right quarterback situation where a right quarterback that can fit into Matt Nagy's offense. I think this team could go back to their elite form. I think even if they get Andy Dalton as their starting quarterback, they can be a good team.
I have one question for the Giants. Why is Saquon Barkley still playing? He's clearly injured. He's not right, but you still continue to play him. You know what that's going to do? You're going to injure him more, and he's going to be worse. Saquon Barkley, I feel, when he's healthy and he's on his game, is the best running back in the NFL. Like,
I don't think when Saquon's fully healthy, Saquon is not better than McCaffrey.
I'm sorry to tell you, he does everything better than McCaffrey when he's healthy. The Giants, Daniel Jones is the real deal. Daniel Jones put up some really good numbers against that Bears defense, but it's just. The Giants do not have a functional receiving core, and they don't have a functional defense. Like, Golden Tate is not your number one receiver. I like what we have with Darius Slayton. I like what we have with Sterling Shepard, even though I'm scared that he might never play again. Golden Tate, I don't know what he's doing, but our defense is losing us every single game. We need to go after someone. I think right now we're slotted to pick third in the draft. Uh-huh. If Chase Young can fall to us at number three, that could be a savior for our team.
Look. There's always good running backs. There's always good skill positions in the draft. You could have drafted a running back in second round. You could have traded up one spot to get Nick Chubb in that draft or you could have traded up a couple spots to get Nick Chubb in that draft. That you took Saquon. Because, look, at the end of the day, you really regret passing on Denzel Ward because now your secondary is absolutely atrocious.
Well, we don't really regret it. Denzel Ward has not been impressive this year.
Even Bradley Chubb. Even though he tore his ACL, you needed the pass rush. But at the end of the day, this is your disappointment. You gave the Jets third and fourth for Leonard Williams. Guess how many sacks he had when he was with the Jets? Zero. Guess how many sacks he had when he was with the Giants? Zero. So that make that moves like
we
that.
We gave up a third for Leonard Williams. We gave up a fifth.
Anyway, zero sacks.
Gotta check your facts right there.
Making them lose like that, just, I mean, don't trade for Leonard.
Well, it was a move in the right direction because he has potential to be a very good edge rusher.
All right. Moving on to the next game, we got the Steelers, the Bengals. The Steelers almost lost this one, but I picked up James Washington in fantasy. I was like, you know what? This guy's going to have a good game. And damn right he was. And thank you, Devlin Hodges, because Mason Rudolph, I mean, I feel bad for you for the whole Myles Garrett thing, but you are absolutely atrocious. Devlin Hodges is better, in my opinion. And that first play, he threw that deep pass, to James Washington. And I was like, thank God. But the Bengals are atrocious this year.
That division right there is up with the NFC East for being the worst division in football.
They have Lamar Jackson. They're not the worst division of football. And when the Browns are fully ready next year, they're going to be
– they have Lamar Jackson. Be a playoff but, team. Oh, my goodness. Every single other team in that division is atrocious. The Steelers are, like, they're getting bailed out constantly. I would compare that division – actually, not the NFC East, to more of the AFC East. It's a cakewalk. Besides this year, I know the Bills are doing good. But usually, it's a cakewalk. It's been a cakewalk for Baltimore this year. They're going to win that division with ease.
Well, it wasn't a cakewalk when they met us. But moving next to the Panthers and the Saints, I mean, Drew Brees is Drew Brees. Chris McCaffrey will put up numbers anyway. Michael Thomas will put up numbers anyway. I mean, two of the – probably the two most likely to win MVP that are non-quarterback, McCaffrey and Michael Thomas, were in this game.
Yeah, I mean – he's the real deal.
All righty, moving on to the next game, the Raiders at the Jets. So let's talk about one second. So my dad is a Jersey native. He's a Jets fan. And as a Jersey native myself, he's like the biggest fan of Bleswan Austin, their guy who they drafted in the late rounds out of Rutgers. And look, him, he's getting the starting job for the Jets, and he can possibly be the next Antonio Cromartie. I'm not buying into all that hype. He was supposedly aggravating the wide receivers because he was good, and they said they needed to get the guy on the field. He was activated from injury reserve, I believe, or a lot through the season. And their defense is not looking that bad. I mean, they literally had Blake Cashman as their main guy, and he's gone. Their linebackers are absolutely atrocious, and they're still allowing 3 points to the Oakland Raiders. They made Josh Jacobs have an absolute atrocious game. He was probably going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And the Jets just dominated the Raiders all throughout this one. And Jameson Crowder is balling out lately.
Yeah, it's been definitely interesting. Sam Darnold, obviously. You hear about the whole...
picked him up in fantasy this week against Cincinnati.
Yeah, it was... I honestly don't really know what to think of Sam Darnold because he's good one day and then he's good.
You might regret passing on him.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Daniel Jones.
I mean, you could have got better. You could have got better picks at six than on Daniel Jones, in my opinion.
Oh, well, Daniel Jones has shown us that he is probably the best quarterback in the draft.
You could have got DK Metcalf at 17. You could have did a lot of things. But moving on to the next game, the Seahawks at the Eagles. Man, I'm going to talk about this game more later at the Pro Bowler things, but the Seahawks, both offenses looked atrocious for a lot of time, but I still believe Russell Wilson should be the MVP.
Yeah, the Seahawks are good. They're still up there. They could win the division. The Eagles, what happened to the Eagles? They had that 13-3 year. Carson Wentz looked absolutely amazing, but now they're like that team in Madden where you just where you build all the pieces, you get all those really good people, but you just, for some reason, you just don't win. That's what I feel like what's happening with this Eagles team. I don't know what's happening to them.
I know. All right, well, moving on to the next game, the Lions, the Redskins. The Lions lost this one, and then that resulted in Jeff Driscoll getting benched. And at the end of the day, David Blough, everybody that knows is so impressed with him. I'm like, David Blough did not do that good against Chicago, and we'll talk about that game later. But at the end of the day, the Redskins shouldn't have won that game at all. I mean, Dwayne Haskins might be the biggest bust in the draft as of right now. So, yeah, I mean, the Redskins upset the Lions.
Everyone was saying, Giants got to get Dwayne Haskins. You got to get Dwayne Haskins. Daniel Jones, I think, is the best quarterback in the draft so far. I'm going to stand by that. Yeah, Dwayne Haskins does not look good, but we got to give him a chance. This year has been a mess for the Redskins. You can't blame it entirely on him. I think he needs time to get better. That's just, it's the process. I don't think the Redskins should have won this game whatsoever.
Moving on to the next game, the Jaguars and the Titans. And the Jaguars and Nick Foles are severely disappointing. I originally predicted the Jaguars to go 12-4 this year. Obviously, I didn't expect Nick Foles to get hurt. I didn't expect Gardner Minshew to be good. But at the end of the day, Ryan Tannehill, he clearly earned this job over Marcus Mariota. And that's all I have to say about it.
It's interesting because, like, is Mariota going to get traded during the offseason? Are we going to see?
I mean, do you think he can get a starting job in another place?
I don't really know. I feel like he could get a job in some places. You got
Denver?
Yeah, you got teams like Denver, but they got Drew Locke, so I wonder if they would go with him. No, but you got teams like Chicago could give him a chance, definitely. Would you?
I mean, I'm still a fan on Locke. I think Chicago should go for Andy Dalton because I think Andy Dalton can fit in a Matt Nagy offense and give Andy Dalton Allen Robinson. Andy Dalton, like, his best weapon this year was Tyler Boyd. And they had guys like Auntie and Alex Erickson.
Well, we have to see because
Allen Robinson, Tariq Cohen out of backfield. Andy Dalton can be heck in Pro Bowler.
Well, we got to see. Do the Bengals, do they take Tua Tagovailoa now that he's injured? Or do they take
Joe Burrow?
Yeah, Joe Burrow. I forgot about his name. Or do they take him? It's going to be a very interesting choice to see what the Bengals are going to do probably. Most likely with that number one overall pick this year.
All right, I know this is random saying this now, but Christian Fulton and Justin Herbert are the two best players in the draft.
What?
That's what I feel.
So it's just Chase Young, just like non-existent from
Chase Young. Okay, Chase Young is the safest pick in the draft. I think Chase Young can be at least a Pro Bowler, but I mean, we have to see how his NFL career turns out. That's all I can say. So moving on to the next game, the Cowboys and the Patriots. This game proved to me one thing. I originally said Quentin Nelson's the best player in the NFL, and, like, I mean, now I change it to two, as of right now, because Stephon Gilmore is the best player in the National
Football League. What? You can't say a cornerback is the best player in the NFL.
Yes, I can. I said the best overall player in the NFL is Stephon Gilmore. He held Amari Cooper catchless. The guy is ridiculous. He had a pick, and, like, he's by far the best player on this Patriots roster over Tom Brady, over
what?
All those guys. He's by far the best player on this what? Patriots roster. I don't care how controversial it is. I think you're dumb for saying what, because Stephon Gilmore is the best player in the NFL.
I can't even – every week you just amaze me with the stuff you say. Like, the stuff that comes out of your mouth truly amazes me. Like, I'm not going to comment on this. The Cowboys are atrocious. We saw that yesterday as well. Or I'm sorry, not yesterday. 2 days ago on Thanksgiving Day. The Cowboys are unfortunately probably going to win this division because of how atrocious it is. But they're not going anywhere in the playoffs. They're going to get stomped in the first round.
Well, there goes any chance of your boy Aaron Rodgers winning MVP and them winning the Super Bowl, because the Packers just got destroyed by the Niners. That is our next game. And all I can say is the Niners' defense is ridiculous.
Are you still not believing me about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Okay, I'm still not on the Jimmy G hype train completely. I'm going to say it. I mean, I believe that the guy Antonio Brown, like, I was going to pick them for the NFC Championship, but I guess I didn't, and that was stupid of me. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm still not the biggest believer in Jimmy G, but I'm a big believer in the Niners now. Because their defense is ridiculous. Arik Armstead, DeForest Buckner, Fred Warner's a beast, Nick Bosa. I mean, Richard Sherman, this whole defense is filled with beasts. And
that's,
I mean,
even with Solomon team. Thomas not being the best when he was drafted.
I mean, Solomon Thomas, he still has to prove himself. All right, but moving on to the next game, the Ravens and the Rams, and just rave about Lamar Jackson and all his records that he's breaking.
Oh, let's go. I haven't had time to talk about my boy Lamar Jackson. We've been gone for too long. Let me just say this. Lamar Jackson, I think, is going to go to the Super Bowl this year. I'm picking the Rams.
That's not too bold. All right, so I did a poll on my Twitter, actually, of which storyline would you want in the Super Bowl. It was either the Garoppolo revenge game where he goes back to New England, Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady.
Could we see a rematch of the Super Bowl between the
Lamar
Ravens
versus Russell? the Lamar versus Russell Wilson matchup, the two dynamic.
No, could we see a Niners Ravens rematch in the Super Bowl?
Or the Mike? Well, yeah, I mean, I was a Ravens fan when they won the Super Bowl then. Or
oh, you're a Ravens fan. You're bandwagon.
No, I was. I was like a Ravens fan before that. I switched to the Browns. That's a whole long story. Don't get into that.
So when Jacoby Jones with that great return.
Okay, so the last thing I said was the Michael Thomas, Stephon Gilmore matchup, the Saints and the Patriots. That can very well happen. But at the end of the day, yeah, Lamar Jackson's great. But let's move on to our predictions. I mean, well, let's recap the Thanksgiving games first. So you can rant on Dallas about how bad they are right now. But Devin Singletary caught a touchdown in the Bills-Cowboys game. So that's all I care about.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to just say this before I rant on the Cowboys. The Bills did a good job. They're probably going to make the playoffs. They still have a chance in the division. I don't know if they get to the Super Bowl, but very impressive year. No, they won this game. It's not because the Cowboys are atrocious, just because they're a good team. Now let's talk about the Cowboys. Woo! Cowboy fans, if you're listening to this, are they going to the Super Bowl still this year? I'm kind of sad because like the only way Jason Garrett stays is if they win the Super Bowl. I want him to stay, because the Cowboys are just an embarrassment. Like all that talent just for nothing.
And they're still probably gonna win the division.
They're 0-5 against over 500 teams.
And they're still probably gonna win the division.
Yeah, unfortunately they are, but. What are you going to do? The Cowboys aren't going anywhere in the playoffs. They're not winning the Super Bowl. They're not going to win a game in the playoffs. The season.
Well, moving on to the next game, we got the Bears and the Lions. And David Blau was not that impressive to me. But at the end of the day, I mean, the Bears won this one. I mean, the Lions are terrible this year.
Yeah, that's all I'd say. Can we get on to the Falcons and the Saints? Because I want to talk about
this. Okay, hold on. All I got to say about this one, three onside kicks in a row.
Three straight, including a penalty. That's crazy.
I know.
It just seemed like the Saints just didn't care at the end.
Well, I mean, Will Lutz and Young Wei Koo. I mean, even though Young Wei Koo like, struggled in the beginning, that kicking duo was pretty good. I mean, Young Wei Koo is going to get a job next year, possibly even for the Dallas Cowboys because Brett Maher is absolutely terrible. But at the end of the day, I mean, yeah, that was a great kicking matchup. And Michael Thomas had his worst game of the season.
Still was able to get the job done, though. And Taysom Hill is crazy.
Yeah, Taysom Hill. I think he can get a starting job as quarterback. I don't know.
He's not a quarterback. He doesn't throw the ball.
Well, he is technically a quarterback. Moving on to the predictions. Browns versus the Steelers. I don't care what you say. I don't care the Steelers having a fire in their heart after what happened in the last game. The Browns are winning this one on the road. Say whatever you want.
Steelers are going to win this one. The Browns aren't doing anything. They just beat the Dolphins. Yeah, a lot of teams have beat the Dolphins this year.
Alrighty. Moving on to the next game, the Jets and the Bengals. How are the Jets only 3-point favorites over Cincinnati? The Jets are going to kill Cincinnati. I'm confident that. I don't care if Andy Dalton's back. This Jets defense, they're just going to dominate Cincinnati's offense. They don't care if Andy Dalton back or whatever. Sam Darnold's going to dominate. All of them are going to dominate.
I can't disagree with that.
All right, moving on to the next game, the Titans at the Colts. I don't care that the Colts are home. I think Ryan Tannehill gets the job done over Jacoby Brissett. I mean, the Titans defense hasn't been bad. They had Kevin Byard, Adoree Jackson. That helped their secondary a lot. And Harold Landry's having a very, very good season. So the Tennessee defense is not that bad. And at the end of the day, I think Tennessee's going to get this win.
I was sad. I thought the Colts had potential in the beginning of the year. I thought they were going to do something this year, but they kind of flickered out. I'm going to have to also
pick Quentin Nelson's still the second best player in the NFL.
I'm going to have to pick the Titans for this one, too.
All right. Moving on to the next game, the Eagles, the Dolphins, Eagles, enough being said.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to the next game, the Packers, the Giants, Packers, enough being said. Oh, wait, you can talk. You're a Giants fan.
Daniel Jones will lead the Giants to victory today over Aaron Rodgers. He's going to throw for
over. You're like Ryan Hollins and Paul Pierce of football.
I just like Daniel Jones. I'm not like – Daniel Jones is good.
I move on to the next game, the Panthers, Redskins, Panthers, enough being said.
Okay.
All right, next game, Buccaneers and Jaguars. A.J. Bouye cannot guard Mike Evans. And at the end of the day, whoever AJ Boye is guarding, the other is going to completely break out. I think Jameis will lead them to the victory over the Jaguars. And I'm disappointed in the Jaguars. Obviously, the Jaguars traded away Jalen Ramsey a couple weeks ago, which makes the team even worse. And at the end of the day, they're not winning this game.
AJ Boye cannot cover Mike Evans, but he'll still end up getting the interception. Because Jameis Winston's going to throw an insane amount of them.
All right, the Ravens at the Niners. Let's both say our answer on the count of three, and let's see if we agree or not. One, two, three, Niners.
Ravens.
All righty. Well, I mean, Lamar Jackson's elusive, but this Niners defense is just ridiculous. Mark Ingram is going to have a terrible game, in my opinion. At the end of the day, I think the 49ers defense is too much to handle. And
so is the Ravens defense.
The Ravens defense is good, but at the end of the day, I think Tevin Coleman can have a big game against them. I personally feel this offense can do something. I think George Kittle can beat this tight end D. George Kittle's ridiculous. I think the Niners are going to win.
All right,
moving on to the next game. Well, first of all, Baltimore's a 5.5-point favorite. That's just ridiculous. That's a ridiculous spread. Overhyping Baltimore way too much. I think if anything, it should be a pick 'em for a spread. But Rams at Cardinals, I'm choosing Rams. I mean, as good as Kyler Murray is, as good as an elusive, shifty guy he is, I'm picking the Rams.
I'm going to pick the Rams as well. Extreme disappointment for coming off of the Super Bowl appearance last year. I don't know what happened.
All right, next up, the Chargers at the Broncos. Chargers, get yourself Justin Herbert. The Broncos and Brandon Allen are going to win this one at home. I think Courtland Sutton is going to just lead the Broncos to victory. And even though the Chargers activated Derwin James, I still think they lose.
What happened to all the Los Angeles teams? Chargers was 12-4 last year. Picking them to make the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. They beat the Ravens, lost to New England, and they just collapsed this year. They had a decent start to the year, but then they just collapsed.
All right, moving on to the next game, the Raiders, the Chiefs. You know what? One week after getting embarrassed in MetLife, the Raiders are going to go to Kansas City, a Kansas City that is Damian Williams-ness, without Damian Williams. John Gruden is going to get the Oakland Raiders to win, and I just think they're going to win the game. Sorry for the distraction. All right, sorry for that distraction, guys. But, yes, the Raiders are going to win this game.
The Chiefs are going to win this game. As long as Patrick Mahomes is on the team, they can win any game.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes is ridiculous, but, yes, as we wait for this phone call to end, this annoying phone call. But, yes, let's move on to the next game. The Patriots at the Texans. Who's winning, DeAndre Hopkins or Stephon Gilmore? You know who I'm saying. I'm saying Stephon Gilmore.
I'm saying it's not because of Stephon Gilmore. It's because it's the Patriots.
Well, the Patriots are the Patriots, obviously, Bill Belichick. But on the road, I think Tom Brady and them get it done.
All right.
And Vikings, Seahawks, Russell Wilson, I think he's going to get the job done at home.
I'm impressed with the Vikings. I'm impressed with Kirk Cousins after he was called out. He's been playing pretty well. I'm going to pick the Vikings.
Well, Dalvin Cook and Tyler Lockett are both playing with injuries, so two costly things. But let's get to the good stuff. Our Pro Bowl votes. So I'll say my position, then you say your position of a certain position, and we will keep going. So for quarterback, Russell Wilson, first guy I voted for. He's the MVP candidate along with Lamar Jackson. Russell Wilson's Russell Wilson. Next guy, Deshaun Watson. I think there's no doubt he makes the Pro Bowl this year. Deshaun Watson is just ridiculous. No matter what Houston does in the playoffs, Deshaun Watson is a Pro Bowler. Next up, Dak Prescott. As atrocious as you say the Cowboys are, Dak Prescott has had a ridiculous year this year. He has played very, very well. He's got Michael Gallup stats. He's got Amari Cooper stats. And Dak Prescott, he was in the MVP race early in the season. He's an incredible quarterback, and I would put him in his top six. I'm just going to say Kirk Cousins is a borderline quarterback Pro Bowler. I don't think he makes it because of these six I have. But one of these six I have can very, very well be going to the Super Bowl. So next up, we have Lamar Jackson. Obviously, I think there's enough being said. Lamar Jackson has to be a Pro Bowler this year. There is no doubt about it. Moving on to next, you have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, some may say Aaron Rodgers doesn't deserve a Pro Bowler this year, but Aaron Rodgers is just incredible, despite what he did against the Niners. Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, and I think there's no way Aaron Rodgers doesn't make the Pro Bowl this season. And next up, Patrick Mahomes. Despite the injuries, I'm still putting Patrick Mahomes in the Pro Bowl roster. And Kirk Cousins, he is a borderline Pro Bowler, but he's not going to make it for now.
All right.
Go with your quarterbacks.
For me, number one, Russell Wilson, of course.
All right.
What else is there to say? Number two, Lamar Jackson.
All righty. Well, nothing else to say about that, too.
Next. It's going to sound a bit surprising, but hear my own reasoning. I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes.
It's not surprising. I voted for him, too.
Well, yeah. But I'm going to go a little bit higher because he just is so special.
Uh-huh.
Number four, Kirk Cousins. I'm just so impressed at what he's done, honestly. Like, it's kind of crazy, to be honest. You never thought he would do well, but he's just some fire that's just been lit under him. Next. Uh-huh. I have to say it, Dak Prescott. I know. He has been good.
Yep, he deserves a Pro Bowl. You already know.
Yeah, fortunately. Next up, Mason. No, just kidding.
Yeah, okay.
Got you a little scared there. Next is Tom Brady. How can you have a Pro Bowl without Tom Brady in there? Like,
Tom Brady over Aaron Rodgers.
I said Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you don't think Deshaun Watson is making the Pro Bowl?
No, I don't think so.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. All right, moving on to running backs. Okay, CMC and Dalvin Cook. Enough said. Get Christian McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook.
Yes,
the hell out
all
of here.
Yes. Those right, two are going to be in.
All right, so I originally voted Marlon Mack, but broken hand, I had to take him out. And I came close. I'm going to give honorable mentions. I came close to voting Austin Eckler, Josh Jacobs, and Derrick Henry in, but I ended up not. Third, Ezekiel Elliott. No matter what you say he's playing this year, how he's playing, he's not good. Zeke is Zeke, and he's still got to eat, and he's still having a great season. There's no doubt about that. Maybe not an Ezekiel Elliott elite type season, but he's still having a great, great season. Then, next up, we have Leonard Fournette. And Leonard Fournette, I mean, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but Leonard Fournette, he's having a great season for the Jags. I mean, he's sort of a bounce-back season. He had the ridiculous game against Denver. So I do think he makes it. Next up, Aaron Jones with all the touchdowns. I do think he makes it. And next up, you might say I'm biased, but Nick Chubb. I'm giving this next spot to Nick Chubb. I'm sorry, Eckler. I'm sorry, Josh Jacobs. I'm sorry, Derrick Henry. I'm giving the sixth spot to Nick Chubb.
Me and you pretty much had the same list. I'm looking at my thing. It's literally the exact same, except I put Josh Jacobs over Nick Chubb.
Alrighty, I mean, yeah, I mean, pretty normal. Alrighty, well, so Sam is running out on time here, so he might have to go soon. But if he does, I will still tell you the rest of my Pro Bowl list alone. But let's get to wide receiver, Michael Thomas, no doubt about that. He's ridiculous this year. Julio Jones, in my opinion, he's Julio Jones. Despite missing that one game, he's still making the Pro Bowl. Mike Evans, he's still making the Pro Bowl. Even though I'm a fantasy, he's ridiculous, Mike Evans is here. And I'm just going to give you a warning. Guys like Keenan Allen, Stephon Diggs, OBJ, Edelman, Allen Robinson. There's some elite guys off this list because I had to narrow it down to eight. But next up, Cooper Kupp. The year Cooper Kupp has had this year is ridiculous. Cooper Kupp has completely broke out. Cooper Kupp has to make the Pro Bowl this season. No doubt out of my mind. Next up, DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins, maybe he's not having an elite DeAndre Hopkins type season, but I don't think DeAndre Hopkins is not a Pro Bowler. Next up, Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin's a clear Pro Bowler, in my opinion. No doubt about that. Godwin's ridiculous. Next up, despite Stephon Gilmore shutting him down, I'm saying Amari Cooper is a Pro Bowler. Amari Cooper, those games that he wasn't shut down, he's been ridiculous. Amari Cooper, obviously better than the little slump that you had with the Raiders a couple years back. And then the last spot is the best receiver ever from Kansas State. Sorry, Jordy Nelson, I had to disrespect you. Tyler Lockett is the best receiver ever from Kansas State, or at least he will be. Tyler Lockett earns my last spot as wide receiver.
For my wide receivers, first of all, we're going with Devontae Adams. I just want to say that.
I think he's injured. I didn't put Devontae on for a reason.
Yeah, I guess. But I just feel next is OBJ. Third, Cooper Kupp. Fourth, I'm gonna go with Stephon Diggs here.
That means you left Amari Cooper probably. Yes. Lockett off.
Yes.
Leave Lockett off. Did you leave Hopkins off or Godwin?
No, I left Godwin off. Obviously, you got to put DeAndre Hopkins in there every single time. We got Julio Jones in there as well. Forgot to say him. He's on my list. Julio Jones is just special. You can't even make an argument for him not to make the Pro Bowl. What do I got? Two left right here?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with – I have a flip-flop between two. I'm going to just pick Juju Smith-Schuster just because he's been impressive in these last few
Juju
games.
Juju Smith-Schuster over Godwin.
Yes. He's been – if you look at the numbers
– And you say I say dumb stuff. You pick Juju Smith-Schuster
over Godwin. If you look at his – I actually compared him to Godwin. In their last six games, he's had more yards. He's had
– All right, Paul Pierce.
More receptions. He's had more he's had more touchdowns. It just the stats just back him up better.
What? He didn't have more touchdowns than Chris Godwin this year? What are you talking
about?
No,
in their last few games.
Did you see what Chris Godwin did against Atlanta?
I saw that, but – and then last of all, I'm going with Jordy Nelson.
Jordy Nelson?
Yep. No, just kidding. I'm trying to make a – because I don't
– You mean the second best receiver in Kansas State?
No, he is the best. So that's why I'm going to go with him as my eighth person.
All right, he's just lying. All right, at this point, respect the fullbacks, Kyle Juszczyk and CJ Ham. Now let's get to tight ends. Sorry, Darren Waller and Mark Andrews. You're my fantasy tight ends. All righty, guys. So Sam basically left the podcast. So it's basically just me. But I'm still going to explain the rest of my Pro Bowl picks. So for tight end, sorry, Darren Waller and Mark Andrews. You're my fantasy tight ends. But I had to leave you off. Because even though Austin Hooper injured, he's still been balling out this year, and I still think he's going to make it regardless of injury. I also chose George Kittle, Zach Ertz, and Travis Kelce. Zach Ertz had down moments this year, but I'm still choosing to make the Pro Bowl. And Travis Kelce, he's going to make it as well. For offensive tackle, I'm so sorry I didn't vote Tyron Smith. But at the end of the day, he was banged up this year, and it might sound ridiculous I didn't vote Tyron Smith, but I didn't. O-tackle, Orlando Brown, Ryan Ramczyk, Mike McGlinchey, Lane Johnson, Teron Johnson, and David Bakhtiari. I think those guys are most deserving of offensive tackle Pro Bowl. Offensive guard, Zach Martin. He's elite. Ali Marpet. Some may say I'm dumb for putting that. I think Marpet's a Pro Bowl-type player. Quentin Nelson is the second best player in the NFL behind Stephon Gilmore, in my opinion. David DeCastro, he's ridiculous. Brandon Brooks and Brandon Scherff, they're all great offensive guards. For center, I chose Travis Frederick and Jason Kelce. I also added Alex Mack and Rodney Hudson. Despite Rodney Hudson's injuries to the list, I chose them as my centers. For defensive end, Bosa brothers, get them off. Joey and Nick, elite. Jadeveon Clowney as third defensive end, Calais Campbell, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Everson Griffin. Those are the guys I went for defensive end. Defensive tackle, I was so close to Arik Armstead, but defensive end, they're very deep in them this year. So I chose Aaron Donald, Grady Jarrett, Cam Hayward, Geno Atkins, DeForest Buckner, and Fletcher Cox as my six tight end defensive tackles that I went with. But for inside linebacker, very elite, but I came so close to putting Devin Bush. So close. But I had to go with Bobby Wagner, Levante David, Luke Kuechly, and Jalen Smith as my four guys making the Pro Bowl. And for outside linebacker, I'm sorry to Za'Darius Smith and Harold Landry. I had to go with these guys. Chandler Jones, he's old, but he still can do it as good as he always did. Von Miller, he's Von Miller, enough to be said. Khalil Mack, enough to be said. Preston Smith, I think that's the guy from the Green Bay duo that makes the Pro Bowl, in my opinion. TJ Watt, virtually unstoppable. He has to make the Pro Bowl. And Shaq Barrett leading the league in sacks for my outside linebackers. For cornerback, I couldn't put Marlon Humphrey and Byron Jones on there. I'm sorry I couldn't put Marlon Humphrey and Byron Jones. It's tough. But this year in corner, it's ridiculous. So I put Jaire Alexander is having a breakout sophomore season. He's ridiculous. I put Kyle Fuller out of the Bears. I put Stephon Gilmore. I think he's the best player in the NFL right now. Marcus Peters, he's been elite since he came to the Ravens. Tre'Davious White from the Bills having a comeback season. Marshawn Lattimore from the Saints. Jalen Ramsey and Richard Sherman as my eight corners to make the Pro Bowl. For strong safety, sorry Jabril Peppers, I'm going with Jamal Adams and Harrison Smith to get this spot. For free safety, I'm putting Minka Fitzpatrick and Kevin Byard. Sorry Buda Baker, as good as you are. For kickers, Zane Gonzalez and Justin Tucker. Justin Tucker, at this point, the teams with the trash kickers may as well give up a first round pick for him. I mean, Justin Tucker is ridiculous at the end of the day. Tucker is just he does it year in, year out, elite kicker for the Ravens. Next up, Zane Gonzalez, having a breakout season. Think he should also make the Pro Bowl. For returners, I'm putting Tyler Lockett and Mecole Hardman. So just two explosive, ridiculous guys. And last but not least, punters. Johnny Hecker, he's developed a reputation as the best punter in the league. And then my guy, Jamie Gillen. This guy is ridiculous. Jamie Gillen, the Scottish hammer. He's been beasting as our punter for the Browns. And for special teams, I'm choosing Matthew Slater. And then look, because Matthew Slater is the best special team in the league. But let's be real. I didn't know the second best. So I just put Nick Velour from the Seahawks as my second bet. Don't come at me for that. But sorry you had to go with Sam for these like 5-ish minutes or so. But that was the SSTN podcast for today. And we will get you guys next week with our reaction to the NBA stat leaders and also recapping this football league and predicting next week's football.